Three rickshaws carrying 50-kilogram bags of maize flour leave a shop selling government-subsidized food and drive to an unknown location in South Sudan's capital, Juba. A tea vendor next to the shop, who identified herself only as Angelina for fear of reprisal, alleges that the subsidized food ends up in the wrong hands.
What we know, we're supposed to give them 2 bucks or 3 at least. But when you take like 10, 20, they will take a lot. I'm not happy in that period because this one, she come to help our country.
In May, South Sudan's Ministry of Trade launched a subsidized food center to distribute food supplies to stores in Juba to be sold at affordable prices. Called Daniel Ayulo, Undersecretary at the Ministry of Trade, says two companies were tasked with importing foods for Juba residents to counter rising food prices in the market. He says the government is keeping an eye on how the food is distributed and sold across the capital.
Number one, we employed people from Ministry of Trade to monitor whether these companies are applying some malpractices. We also engage with intelligence units. The National Security, the CID, they are also, we ask their personnel to participate in identifying those who are buying and go on sale, because the food is for the people. People also should report when they see such practices happening. They should report to the authorities.
Ayulu says items such as maize flour, cooking oil, beans and wheat flour are sold at 9 stores across Juba town at discounted prices.
The high prices you see in the market, some of them are not on genuine ground to sell it at high price. If you calculate the profit, sometimes you get the profit is bare abnormal to that sense. But seeing it is a free market, someone can choose to sell at the price which he thinks. But for us, the price is like, it is 50% less than the market price, so it is not even fixed.
At a store managed by Prosperity Limited, one subsidized 50-kilogram bag of maize flour costs 65,000 South Sudanese pounds, compared with 110,000 South Sudanese pounds in the market. Bol Mading works for Prosperity Limited, one of the companies contracted by the government to sell subsidized food items in Juba. He says anyone trying to sell subsidized food improperly could end up in jail because the sacks are branded.
Everybody is buying two bucks. The only people who are selling more than 2 bucks are people who are taking it to the state or counties like GA, for instance. We have a brand. The brand is called Prosperity. Anybody that is selling it in the market at a high price will be caught and taken to a police station and investigated.
Nyang Edriak is a Juba resident who bought subsidized food several times.
It has helped my family a lot. In the market, this bag is 80,000 SSP. But here, I buy it at a cheaper price, which leaves some money in my hand to buy meat or soup for my children. I heard this store is where people with little money can come and buy food, and I came.
Chan Deng, a lawmaker in the National Legislative Assembly, says the subsidized food has not changed the worsening economic situation in South Sudan.
I don't think that these people are helping the people. If they were helping the people, they would have supposed to have a good program. And actually, when the minister was presented by then in the parliament, in the presentation, he was like telling us that he has no price rocket.
South Sudan can't export its oil because of the war in Sudan, and that is affecting the local markets. The South Sudanese pound continues to depreciate against the US dollar, with $1 now trading for about 4,000 South Sudanese pounds in the parallel market. The weaker pound raises the cost of imported food and supplies. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.